Is there communication happening between nephrologists and primary care physicians? Are nephrologists asking physicians to screen their patients for kidney disease?
I think there has been more and more of an effort to try to get an understanding of what really is almost an epidemic of kidney dysfunction in the United States. And the number of individuals who have some degree of kidney dysfunction is actually a number that's not clearly identified. But it is reasonable to say that there are millions upon millions of Americans that have some kind of kidney disease. And it's pretty important then to identify who they are and make sure that there is good communication between a primary care provider and a nephrologist in some organized fashion so that the patient gets optimal therapy.
Can you give an example of an ideal setup between a primary care physician and a nephrologist?
The ideal relationship is a close correspondence between a primary care physician who reaches out to a nephrologist and says, I have an individual with an abnormal creatinine or protein in their urine, and I would like you to see that individual to determine what kind of kidney disease the individual may have and how best to treat them. This is especially true for individuals with type 2 diabetes who may be seen by a primary care provider, may be seen by a diabetologist or an endocrinologist, and that patient may have a variety of providers already. What is important then for that patient is that a nephrologist is brought into the mix so that there is nephrologic consultation that works facilely between the primary care doctor and, in that example, the diabetologist. To a certain extent, what we are now all relying on are electronic medical records. And electronic medical records are easy to use if you know that the patient has seen a primary care provider, or a diabetologist, or another nephrologist. At times, there's so much information in electronic medical records that it's actually difficult to pinpoint when a patient has actually seen their primary care provider or a diabetologist. And good old-fashioned communication, either by electronically or by snail mail, turns out to still be incredibly useful.